On News Talk 1400, WOND, South Jersey's News Talk Leader. Download the free TuneIn Radio app and listen on your smartphone.
It's 2 o'clock from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Actor Sean Penn may have helped lead Mexican authorities to El Chapo, the drug lord giving Penn and a Mexican actress an exclusive interview for Rolling Stone magazine. Now both are facing tough questions. ABC's Matt Gutman reports from Los Mochis, Mexico.
Mexican authorities are telling us that they're investigating Sean Penn for his contact with El Chapo. He likely won't face extradition to Mexico or jail time here. And in fact, you know, the Mexican authorities could be thanking Sean Penn for helping him allegedly lead them to El Chapo, first in October and now ultimately here to his arrest in Los Mochis on the western coast of Mexico.
Hundreds of people are protesting in Hong Kong after five publishers, vocal critics of China's top leaders, went missing. ABC's Bob Woodruff is in China.
The latest disappearance happened over the new year. A British passport holder was last heard from in Hong Kong, and it's believed he has been detained and taken to the mainland for interrogation. Beijing has refused to confirm that he is there, calling it an internal matter. The disappearances are adding to fears that Hong Kong's autonomy is gradually being eroded by China's president, Xi Jinping. Demonstrators are demanding an immediate release of the five booksellers. Bob Woodruff, ABC News, Suzhou, China.
On the campaign trail, it's too close for comfort for Hillary Clinton, now in a neck-and-neck race with Democratic rival Bernie Sanders. That according to a new poll. Sanders telling ABC's George Stephanopoulos he's ready to take on the GOP.
Republicans win when people are demoralized and the voter turnout is low. Democrats and progressives win when working people and low-income people and young people get involved in the political process. And George, I think any objective look at our campaigns would suggest we have the energy, we can drive a large voter turnout.
The poll showing Clinton with 48% and Sanders with 45% in Iowa.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
The reach of the
News Talk 1400, WOND, South Jersey weather.
Morning rain will move offshore, so we'll try to dry things out this afternoon. Even a little clearing. It will stay breezy. Near record warmth in the low 60s. Colder weather comes in overnight tonight. Drier and clearing with temperatures into the upper 20s. Only upper 30s for highs on Monday. Will be sunny, windy, but obviously much colder. Partly sunny and brisk in the 40s on Tuesday. A few snowflakes Tuesday night. In the Longport Media 24-hour weather center, I'm meteorologist Dan Skelton.
News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
We have a closure due to flooding. Traffic is sponsored by GoToMeeting in Brooklawn. Route 130 shut down between New Broadway and Brooklawn Circle, and that is due to flooding. But Route 40 in Hamilton Township has been reopened. That flooding by Cape May Avenue is clear. Same with 47 at Rio Grande Avenue in Wildwood. That flooding all wrapped up. No problems on the AC Expressway or the Garden State Parkway. Traffic is fine on 47 now. Like I said, 347 also not seeing any issues. No problems on the Black Horse Pike or the White Horse Pike. GoToMeeting, the online meeting solution that hosts over 50 million meetings a year. Easily present, collaborative, and get work done anywhere. Learn more at GoToMeeting.com. I'm Michelle Taylor for Radio You Can Depend On, News Talk 1400 WOND.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Atlantic City? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Atlantic City area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Atlantic City is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-6628. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-359-6628. That's 1-800-359-6628.
It's Lisa G here. Hey, I think you're all beautiful. I love you guys, and I'll bet a lot of you out there have acne. I feel your pain. It's embarrassing, and you're thinking, how on earth can I get rid of it, right? One word, proactive. I'm telling you, prescription-grade Proactiv heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. It's time to get it because Proactiv has set up a special dedicated 800 number for my listeners. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you Proactiv, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, and it's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. Tell them Lisa G sent you. Call 1-800-644-5944.
Glen Insurance presents things that come in bundles. A bundle of joy, a bundle of money, and something else that comes in bundles? Home and auto insurance from Glen Insurance. Bundling your home and auto insurance saves you time and money. Glen Insurance finds the best rates and options to protect your most valuable assets. So when you think of bundling, nothing goes better together than saving money and Glen Insurance. Call 888-OK-GLEN or visit GlenInsurance.com. Glen Insurance, your local trusted choice insurance agent. Exceptional people, superior results.
WOND Pleasantville.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. I've developed, launched, and marketed over 400 products. Applying for a traditional loan is frustrating. There's paperwork, references, tax forms. You wait weeks for an answer, and you may not get the funds. There's a new way to get funding without the hassle. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Here's how it works. Go to Cabbage.com, fill out the online application. It takes minutes to complete, and you'll get a decision with none of the waiting. You could have immediate access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No fees of any kind to set up your line, and you don't pay a cent until you take a loan. It's helpful for a business to have security and flexibility. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's provided funds to over 50,000 businesses and has been named one of Forbes' top 100 companies twice in a row. So check out Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE, the number one online provider of small business loans.
Listen weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m. for Off the Press with Scott Cronic, brought to you by Shore Medical Center, right here on News Talk 1400 WOND.
Hi, I'm Danielle Ford, owner of Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Resort, located in Millville, New Jersey, on a beautiful, family-owned, 60-acre farm that has been in operation for more than 30 years. Pampered Pup is committed to making your pet stay the ultimate in comfort and care. 18 suites have been designed with your pet's needs in mind, in various styles, including VIP for the very important pooch in your family. Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Resort is surprisingly affordable. We offer bundle specials, indoor and outdoor recreational facilities, one-on-one activities, daycare, flat screen TVs, and so much more. Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Resort is your pet's safe harbor for all seasons, especially during inclement weather. We are located within 40 minutes of Atlantic City. Call us at 856-327-3880 or go to our website, PamperedPupKennels.com. Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Resort, your pet's home away from home, where our motto is warm hearts for wet noses.
Let Sunshine Organic Cleaners brighten up your day with on-premises professional cleaning and impeccable tailoring for your perfect wardrobe. Owners Ron and Chin have been happily servicing South Jersey patrons for over 25 years. Convenient drive-through service and same-day in by 10 a.m. dry cleaning is always available. Sunshine Cleaners takes pride in specializing in delicate items, wedding, and prom gowns. Sunshine Organic Cleaners' friendly professional service also does local pickup and delivery for your convenience. Prepay and receive 15% off of your dry cleaning. New customers customers will receive 20% off on their first time cleaning. Being a longtime customer of Sunshine Organic Cleaners has allowed me to always look my best. I highly recommend the professional, courteous service of Sunshine Organic Cleaners for your special wardrobe. Sunshine Organic Cleaners is centrally located at 1630 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 609-641-6324. Bring a little sunshine into your life. Come in and say hello to Ron and Chin at Sunshine Organic Cleaners and see how your wardrobe will shine.
Medical cannabis for animals. Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Young, host of A Pause for Your Pet, brought to you by Curexa.
And I'm Mark Taylor, owner pharmacist of Curexa, formerly Jersey Shore Pharmacy. Our name has changed, but on our superior quality products, compounding medication solutions from juniors to seniors to pets.
Medical cannabis, or marijuana, is a controlled substance that has been approved for human use in 22 states, commonly used to relieve chemotherapy, nausea, and pain. It is now being used to help pets manage pain and chronic illness.
The active chemicals in medical cannabis that affect the central nervous system and immune system or cannabinoids, and they have great potential in helping animals suffering from pain, seizures, epilepsy, digestive disorders, anxiety, arthritis, and cancer.
Hemp-derived products have the potential of being very useful to our pets. When you have a medication problem, Curexa is your compounding solution.
We prepare hard-to-find medications, customized creams, and specially flavor medication in the easy-to-give forms for dogs, cats, and exotic pets. Curexa provides superior quality products with a caring, knowledgeable service.
Curexa, superior compounding excellence. For more information, visit Curexa.com.
If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree, I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course-a-rus. Can't you?
Live from the studios of Longport Media, News Talk 1400 WOND presents A Pause for Your Pet with Lori Young. It's everything you need to know about your pet. And now here's Lori Young.
I think I'm Lori Young. Hi, welcome to A Pause for Your Pet. We're so happy that you're with us today. I just came off that island, and man, it is foggy. Be very, very careful driving out there, okay, especially if you're on the island. Living on the island, when you get over that Longport Bridge, it is, you feel like you're totally immersed in clouds. It's pretty, but it's not nice to drive in, so please be very, very careful, just watch where you're going. Again, welcome to A Pause for Your Pet. So happy that you're with us. Are you recovering from the new year? I wish, again, everyone a happy and healthy new year of 2016 to you and your babies. And I hope that you and your pets had a happy one and healthy one. My guests today are three extraordinary people who head up an organization called I Lost My Dog. And I hope none of you have. But if you have, you want to tune in and listen to these wonderful guests of mine. Not only are they guests, but they are my dear friends. They are the directors of I Lost My Dog, Matt and Debbie Geisinger, and Craig Saltarelli. Did I pronounce Saltarelli?
Bingo, you said it right. Mangiata.
Rally. We have to roll those R's. And Craig is a certified animal control, animal cruelty investigator who works very, very closely and with all his heart with Matt and Debbie. The Quest of I Lost My Dog organization, a search, rescue, and recovery group in Toms River, New Jersey. The group services are free, and time is always of the essence, as Debbie and Matt have told me over and over again. I Lost My Dog Rescue Group helps to find lost and abandoned dogs and animals, I guess, that you come in contact with probably on the way, right, Deb and Matt? You probably run into and...
Yeah, we're magnets animals that are just running loose.
Oh, that's okay. You know, they find you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
They find us. And any and all animal abusers, Debbie, Matt, and Craig try to bring any and all of these horrible, horrific animal abusers to justice. The only one that's still out there is Michael Vick. That has not been brought to justice. I'm sorry. Last week we had Dr. Newkirk on talking about second chances. I'm sorry. Hello. No second chances for these people.
No.
Especially when they're adults. If they're children, it's a different story. They don't know any better.
Yeah. Well, I think second chances, as long as both sides get to have a second chance, I'm okay with that, but those dogs never had a second chance.
You're absolutely right, Craig. That was my point. We agreed last week, Dr. Newkirk agreed and I, we agreed to disagree. No justice. I'm sorry for those animals lost their life. He didn't. He's back playing,
making,
you know, football.
Millions of dollars.
And living the life. Okay. And he's doing, he says, well, he's doing, you know, he's working with humane societies. Yeah, it's easy to do that, but do you really mean it? Okay. So anyway, we need to speak up for the animals and humans, especially our elderly and seniors who do not have a voice. And animals never have a voice. So these lovely people that are with me today, Matt, Debbie, and Craig, are the voices for our mistreated animals. Also with us today is Danielle Ford, the president of Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel, to speak about her new doggy daycare center at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel. Great guests and a great show. Our question of the day is brought to you by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. To the winner goes a certificate for pastry from Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. And all of their delicious pastries. Christine is the best. Suzanne is the best. Christine's Italian Pastry Shop does a lot of delicious pastries for us. Also to the winner, a free weekend for you and your pet, a Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel and Grooming Center in Millville, New Jersey, and one free month of dance for any new customers from Mary Lynn and Sean, owners of Dance and Fitness on Fire Road in Northfield, New Jersey. Again, great gifts for a lucky winner. It's a little bit, this question of the day is a little bit, you got to listen up, but you do know the answer. And if you'd like to speak with any of my guests, Deb, Matt, or Craig, or just want to say hi, give us a call, 927-1100, News Talk 1400 WND. And we are always streaming live on WONDradio.com. So, Sitcom, if you can't tune us on, you can listen to us on your computer. And my producer behind the dials is lovely Bree. Hey, Bree.
Hi, Lori.
Hello, Bree.
Everybody say hi, Brianna.
Hi, Bree.
Happy New Year, dear.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I know you didn't come in through the fog. You were here early.
I got here a little early, so I managed to miss it. Yeah.
Good. And you come in from
Absecon,
so it wasn't that foggy there.
Not too bad. I'm right on the bay, so it starts getting foggy, but it's not too bad.
It starts to get horror movie foggy, right?
Yes.
That we've seen. Bree is a doll. We love her. Again, a traffic report update every weekend on the half hour throughout, I have December, but we are into January here on News Talk 1400 WND. We will be bringing you traffic report updates and weather updates, keeping you hopefully ahead of traffic tie-ups. If you happen to be stuck in traffic, News Talk 1400 WND is the station that we want to be tuned on to for awesome programming in South Jersey. From the 11th Hour Rescue in Mount Olive, New Jersey, our pet of the week is Parker, Texas, and he is again from the 11th Hour Rescue. Great group, great organization, like I lost my dog. Parker is a shepherd mix who is about 9 months old. The sweet boy is a very special dog who was rescued from San Antonio Animal Control. Parker looked terrible and was suffering from Demodex mange.
Demodex,
yeah. Demodex mange. And that is manageable.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's manageable. Very treatable and non-contagious skin condition. Nobody wanted this poor baby, but just because of how he looked. And I saw a picture. He looks great now. Parker's had an amazing transformation in just 2 months. His coat has almost fully grown back and is thick and beautiful. He is currently living with a foster family and loves playing with other dogs and children in the house. Parker is very sweet and gentle and sleeps quietly throughout the night. Oh, poor baby. He is also very affectionate and sits patiently while getting brushed. Sure, he wants one-on-one. He wants attention. Parker needs a permanent family, and he is looking for his permanent forever home. So please, if you want to see Parker or any of the other wonderful animals that are up for adoption, dogs and kitties and rabbits and anything else, please read more about him and complete an application for Parker. And you can go to EHRdogs.org, EHRdogs.org, of course, that's www, or call 973-664-0865, 973-664-0865. To adopt Parker, he wants you, and please open up your heart and your home. And Pet Pros is one of our on-hand sponsors. They have superior items for dogs and cats. Stop in and say hi to Bruno, Craig, Matt, Laura, and Robin, and you will receive exclusive hands-on attention for your pet's needs. And if you want to adopt any of our lovely kitties in South Jersey, they are one of our adoption sites. And they promo many of the beautiful cats and kittens that are up for adoption through LIC. Life Improvement for Cats and Kittens, Mew to You. Judy Canton does a great job. And Cape May County Atlantic Shelter Cats through Judy and Leslie. So you can give them a call, 927-3232. 927-3232. Ask for Laura, Barb, or Robin, and they will let you know when the cats are going to be out there for you to come in and see. And they are beautiful kitties. So please
do whatever you can to help, okay? Okay, and I'm sure we're getting, okay, time is flying, and we do have Danielle on the phone, right, Danielle?
Hello.
Hi, dear. Danielle is the president of Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel, and welcome, Danielle. You do such wonderful things to rescue our babies in need.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Danielle, tell us a little bit. You have Jamie, who heads up your doggy daycare, correct?
Yes.
And Jamie's a great guy, and every dog he comes across, he adopts.
Yes, exactly.
like
Jamie,
you.
Jamie has joined the team. He, with his fiance and their 9 dogs, have joined our Pampered Pup team.
Okay.
They are running our daycare program along with Gina and Steve. They have worked together to put together 7 to 7, Monday through Friday. We have daycare available, and by special request on the weekends as well.
Okay, that's terrific. And you want to get your phone, Danielle?
Oh no, but someone will get it. It's fine.
Okay, you're very popular. That's why everybody likes you. They're calling you like crazy. Hon, we have Deb and Matt and Craig on the phone. I lost my dog, and I know you've been here in the studio, and I know that you've been online with them before. So everybody, hi, this is Danielle.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
And if anybody needs help or calls you and they're in the Toms River area, please, you'll call Deb, Matt, and Craig, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Okay, now you're going to have an event, Valentine, February 6, 2016, 1 to 5 p.m., Cupid for a Cause. Tell us a little bit of TLC Animal Rescue.
February 6 is Cupid for a Cause with TLC Animal Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the Valentine pet photos. The TLC Animal Rescue will have some of their merchandise. They're going to have some baked goods, a kissing booth, and some of their adoptable pups will be around to say hello.
Okay.
And we're also going to have $15 microchipping and $5 nail trims.
Oh, that's awesome. And the date again, Danielle, is?
It's February 6th.
Okay. From 1 to 5 p.m., and that's going to be at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel, 2709 Mays Landing Road, Millville, New Jersey, or people can call 856-327-3880, right?
Yes.
Okay. And online, and they can go to you on the website. And once again, give us your website, Dan.
It is PamperedPupKennels.com.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about the doggy daycare that you implemented and what that involves, you know, what people would pay and, you know, how great it is for our pets to be with other dogs, if they are friendly, to play and just, you know, exude some of that energy so they do not become destructive at home, left alone.
Exactly. It will be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and on the weekends by special request. We have a discounted rate right now of $20 per day. The dogs get to come and play and hang out with us all day. It's a very large indoor and outdoor area for them to play. They have a grand old time. We have some beds. We have some enrichment for them, like playhouses and such.
Right.
And our attendants are with them the entire time.
Great. That's terrific. So it's very important. We need to tell everybody, and of course, Debbie, Matt, and Craig know that if that energy is not dispelled, I don't care, even if it's a small dog, they become destructive or they have behavioral issues, correct?
Oh yes.
Or they break loose and run free.
Craig is telling us too. They break loose and run free. Okay. So, and that is probably one of the reasons why dogs run away.
That and not being neutered or spayed.
Okay, right. Now, do the dogs have to be neutered or spayed, Danielle, when they come in?
It would be on a trial basis, depending on their age. If they're puppies that are not neutered or spayed yet, we will take them on a trial basis.
Right.
Until being intact becomes an issue.
Right.
If it does, in fact, become an issue, and adult dogs would be on a case-by-case basis. But generally not, and we would have to obviously be very diligent about... females that are not spayed and intact males and such.
Well, I'm going to throw my little whatever into the ring, but I just feel every dog, you know, after a certain age, they need to be because I think they're going to respond better. You don't want to have any accidents, and we don't need any more.
It's better for their health, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's just all in general better for the dog.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So we don't have any love sessions over there at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel.
Right, they would not be allowed in daycare together if someone had... for whatever reason, kept their dog unaltered. They would not be allowed to play with anybody else who is unaltered.
Okay. Now, Danielle, what about vaccinations in order to be part of your doggy daycare?
They would need to be up to date on Bordetella, okay, rabies, and distemper.
Okay, which is typical, which they should be anyway. Now, you're also having another, and that's an awesome. So how many dogs do you usually get in the course of a day? I mean, do you get the same people, or now you have more people coming in with the doggy daycare?
It varies. We have anywhere from 2 dogs to 8 dogs right now, depending on the day. And depending on who's away, a lot of the daycare we have,
okay,
some of our boarding clients,
right,
who while they're on vacation, their dogs are having the extra enrichment of daycare.
Okay.
We are still working on building our everyday clientele that come to visit while their owners are at work.
Okay.
Do you require a fecal sample for your dogs, new dogs?
We request that they have a negative fecal yearly.
Good.
Okay.
So that's a certificate. They can bring that in from your veterinarian.
Okay.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Craig. Yeah, because you never know. A lot is hidden. Now, Danielle, you're also, so I want to let everybody know that you're not only dogs, but you're kitty friendly. Also, you have your cat. You have your cattery, correct?
Yes, we do.
That's awesome that people can drop their cats off also to stay for the weekend or the week as long as they need.
Yeah, we just had some 3 cute kitties visit last week,
aww,
two of which were from the same family, so they were able to stay together and cuddle.
Aww.
And they're in their own separate room, so we can close the door and nobody bothers them. There's no dogs around them.
Right.
So they can see out the window from their little condos.
Right.
So they have a nice quiet area to relax.
Great. And your pottery for pups.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Tell us about that.
TLC is putting on pottery for pups at one of the local art centers. It is going to be
January 23rd.
The Pottery Paint Works on Delcy Drive.
Okay.
And that's January 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m.
Great. And that's going to be at, you're not hosting that, correct?
We are not. It's actually at a pottery studio.
Okay. That's where it says. It says Carmi's Pottery Paint Works. And that's 1607 South Delcy Drive in Vineland, New Jersey. And TLC Animals Rescue at live.com. Okay, so we have all that. And that's wonderful. Danielle, it's always great having you on. Thank you so much, dear. And once again, if anybody's interested in coming up to the kennel or the doggy daycare, give us the info.
Oh, please give us a call at 856-327-3880. We're open every day, 9 to 5. With extended hours for doggy daycare.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Always a pleasure. And you'll be back soon to give us some updates on winter grooming for our pets, okay?
Yep, and I'll bring Jamie with me.
Bring Jamie. Yes, Jamie's awesome. We're going to have Jamie on the show. He's a lot of heart, and he's going to talk about training and doggy daycare and how important that is. I want everybody out there to know we need to get that energy and direct it somewhere for our pets. Too many behavioral problems with our pets, and we do not want to see them being put into adoption centers or shelters and being euthanized because that is our fault. We need to address that as the voice for them. Correct, Jen? Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody. Absolutely.
Okay, great. All right, Danielle, thank you so much. I'm going to our question of the day, okay?
All righty.
All right, hon. Take care. See you soon, Dan.
Thanks so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Danielle Ford, president of Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel. Go on and visit 856-327-3880. We're going to do our question of the day before we come back with Matt, Deb, and Craig. I lost my dog because I want to give them that whole chunk to talk about everything that you guys need to know, all the information, adoption, so on and so forth. But our question of the day first is sponsored by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Right, please?
A Pause for Your Pet contest question of the day is sponsored by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, located at 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. Suzanne's assorted pastries, cakes, pies, cookies, cupcakes, specialty items, breads, and gluten-free products are perfection. I have been a customer for years, and there's nowhere else that I would rather go for an Italian rum cake. It's the best you've ever tasted. All of Christine's pastries and breads are made to your desire and exact specifications. Owner Suzanne goes above and beyond to please all of her customers. Everyone is special at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Holiday bread items, pastry, and cookie trays are always available. Satisfy your sweet tooth with the best pastry and specialty items in South Jersey at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey, 609-646-5666.
Okay, here we go. Richie Havens, Ramsey Lewis, Jack Johnson, Jimmy Buffett, and so many others, have recorded cover versions of this Beatles popular song with this fox species name in the title. This song is a folk ballad which was originally Rocky Sassoon, but Paul McCartney changed the name because he thought it sounded more like a cowboy. The Old West style honky-tonk piano was played by producer George Martin. The lyrics describe the conflict over a love triangle. Hello? Do we all have those or what? What is the name of this fun Beatles animal title song? You know what it is. Okay, Matt knows what it is. But if nobody gets it, Matt gets the certificate. Okay, guys? So give us a call. 927-1100. Give me a call to win it all. Please stay with us. We're going to break for the news. We're going to be back with my wonderful guests, Deb, Matt, and Craig. I lost my dog, and they can help you. And some wonderful messages from my great sponsors. Stay with us. We will be back in just a little bit.
He said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Daniel was hot. He drew fast and shot. And he collapsed in the corner.
On the campaign trail, it's too close for comfort for Hillary Clinton, now in a neck-and-neck race with Democratic rival Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire and Iowa. That according to a new poll from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal. ABC's Rick Klein is in Des Moines, Iowa with reaction.
Bernie Sanders has been up in New Hampshire rather consistently, but the Iowa numbers are more surprising. New Hampshire is Bernie Sanders' backyard. A lot of people thought he might have a natural advantage there. There is no such advantage in Iowa. That's not a state where Bernie has been before this campaign, so the fact that he's as close as he is in Iowa has a lot of Democrats concerned about what's looking like a close race. Rick Klein, ABC News in Des Moines, Iowa.
It's believed to be his first interview in decades. Drug lord El Chapo giving exclusive access to Sean Penn and Mexican actress Kate DiCastillo for a Rolling Stone interview. Now they're the focus of an investigation. Authorities want to know the details of that meeting with the drug lord, which may have helped police recapture him. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
We have a closure for flooding, and traffic is sponsored by GoToMeeting in Brooklawn. Route 130 is closed between New Broadway and Brooklawn Circle, and that is for flooding. If you're traveling on the AC Expressway and the Garden State Parkway, you're not going to find any problems, that is. Same with 47 and 347. Black Horse Pike, White Horse Pike, no problems at all. The rest of your roadways are doing okay. GoToMeeting, the online meeting solution that hosts over 50 million meetings a year. Easily present, collaborate, and get work done anywhere. Learn more at GoToMeeting.com. I'm Michelle Taylor for Radio You Can Depend on, News Talk 1400. WOND.
Yes, the sunshine on my life, you are. Welcome back to Applause for Your Pet. Let's hope the sunshine is coming out. That's right. Craig, you just said it is.
That's right.
So, perfect song for a perfect person and a perfect day. Let's hope. I am blessed. We have Matt and Debbie Geisinger and Craig Saltarelli with us to yell at you guys a little bit. Not all of you, but some of you who are irresponsible pet parents. We do not want to have. I know most of my wonderful listeners are responsible because we try to come on the show every Sunday and advise and try to help you. And if you have any questions, please give us a call, 927-1100. We do have a winner, Roseanne. Hi, welcome to Applause for Your Pet.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, I appreciate you, and thank you so much for listening. And that wasn't an easy one. What is the answer, Roseanne?
It's Rocky Raccoon.
You got it. Good girl. Yes. Woo. Kudos to you. You know, it's a great song. So many people have recorded it, but a lot of people don't know the name of the song.
I'm old.
But no, you're bright. You're very
seasoned.
Bright. You're bright. Well, you know what? Everybody listened to Beatles, so that's a song. It's kind of an avant-garde tune that a lot of people don't know. But thanks, Roseanne. And you live in Ventnor, correct?
Yes, I do.
And I live in Atlantic City. Maybe we've seen each other. And do you have any pets? Yeah, I'm sure we have. Do you have any pets?
I have five rescue cats.
Oh, God. But here, let's give a clap. Oh, thank you, Roseanne. God bless.
Love them to death.
Of course.
It's just wonderful.
Thank you for contributing so much. Thank you so very much.
When one passes away, someone comes up and says, yeah, I have a kitten that needs a home. Mm-hmm. We're on the list.
Foster failures.
Well, you know what they say about cats? It's like a potato chip. You just can't have one. You know,
I thought that was
one.
Chihuahuas.
That's Chihuahuas. Well, thank you so much. And quick, the names of the kitties.
Oh, let's see. I have Roosevelt, Domino, Rags, Yaz, and O'Reilly.
Oh, my God. Are you a good mommy? That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Roseanne. You've won it all. You've won the certificate. A free weekend for your kitties at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel. You can, you know, Danielle has a cattery there, and she's wonderful. Yes, and she's, so you have that information. That's going to be on your certificate. It's not designated, but you'll see Pampered Pup. So you are entitled to a free weekend and Christine's, and also a free month of dance at Dance and Fitness with Shauna Maryland. You can go in there. And thank you so much for listening. So you'll come into News Talk 1400 WND in Linwood and pick your certificate up from beautiful Megan. That's 10 to 5 Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Roseanne, thank you for listening.
Oh,
thank you, dear. And we love you for being a wonderful mommy and an animal advocate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Big me out of the babies. Thanks. Bye, Roseanne. Anyway, that was Roseanne. Thank you so much. That is awesome. All right, let's get to my wonderful guests. More than 100,000 dogs are picked up as strays by authorities every single year. I Lost My Dog is a lost dog search, rescue, and recovery group located in Toms River, New Jersey. Their services are free and time is of the essence, as I said before. Lost Dog Search and Rescue's purpose is helping dog owners, or I should say pet parents. I don't want to say owners. I don't believe we own our dogs. Find their lost dogs before harm comes to them. Dogs that are found that have been abandoned and deserted will be given shelter, medical attention, rehabilitation, and probably adopted by Matt and Debbie, as they're going to laugh about, and are then hopefully they find their forever homes, Debbie and Matt's house, and probably Craig's house too.
That's right.
The following information that you receive from my guests today will help you save the life of your dog. My wonderful guests today are Matt and Debbie Geisinger and Craig Sottarelli, volunteers and directors of I Lost My Dog Group. Welcome, guys.
All right. Thank you. Well, thanks for having
us. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you. You are my dear friends. You are wonderful animal advocates, have hearts of gold, and this is your mission in life. And why is it your mission in life, Deb and Matt and Craig?
We started this years ago because one of our dogs escaped from a doggy daycare. sorry.
Don't listen, Danielle.
It wasn't yours, Danielle.
No, she's really inside. She's got a really protected environment.
No, they were very, they had some young girls work in the front, and they left two doors and a gate open. Mm-hmm. So the dog got out, and he was missing for 4 days.
Wow.
We searched, put flyers up with the reward, contacted all the animal shelters, the animal control, police, and still no luck. And it was a very helpless feeling, but we were very fortunate. He was found 4 days later.
Oh. And, you know, when you're in a position like that, too, you really can't think straight. You have... You don't know which way to turn. You need help.
We had no one.
But you never had an experience like that.
Well, we had our friends. That's it.
Sure.
That were helping us.
Sure.
But to guide us on what to do and everything. Mm. But it, we were very grateful and thankful we found him. But after that, knowing that helplessness, Matt would go on Craigslist. And anywhere we saw someone was missing a pet, we would call and offer to help find him. And through the years, we've helped to bring home over about 250 or 60 dogs.
Oh, God bless.
But then in doing that, we would find dogs that were dumped, mm-hmm. and we would bring them in and get them vetted and whatever they needed, and we would keep them until we could find them forever homes. And mm-hmm. that's how we grew to become also a rescue and adoption center. And then from there, we started pulling senior dogs that, for whatever reason, families couldn't keep them anymore, or people had passed away.
They were going to be euthanized.
And they were going to be euthanized because of their health or their age.
And so we became a sanctuary for them that wonderful. They stay with us for the remainder of their life.
That's
because
wonderful.
I don't believe any dog should die alone in a shelter.
I totally agree with you.
I mean, the shelters are wonderful. They get them off
some
the
of them
street.
Are, some of them are. Not no, all of them, Deb. They put up a good front sometimes.
Yeah.
But some of them are
well,
run by
that's true.
Cruel people.
That's true. It's not. Let me tell you
I'm
one
sorry,
thing
but
about
I have to,
rescue. Mm-hmm. If you're in rescue for the right reason, you're not making money. No
mm-hmm.
way are you making money. I am working mm-hmm. for the dogs.
Right.
And
I agree. Yes.
You know,
yes.
you're not going to make money. I mean, we've pulled dogs from Georgia, paid for their health certificates,
mm-hmm.
paid for transport to bring them here, and then they had heartworm, paid mm-hmm. for the, you know, the mm-hmm. medication for the heartworm and treatments. And some of these dogs we may have for a year, year and a half. And when I do adopt them, you know, you never get your money back.
We basically
and that's
go
not
by
what
the
it's
people's
about.
Budget. If they really can't afford it, then, you know.
Yeah. It's not what it's about. It's about saving a dog's life
absolutely.
And letting him live a happy life that he deserves.
It's your labor of love.
Mm. But getting
it
back
is.
To the lost dog search mm-hmm. and rescue, it just breaks my heart. And today I'm a little down because we learned today of two incidents on the Garden State Parkway where dogs were hit and
well,
killed.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
It just, it breaks my heart because they depend on
that's
us
right.
to
right.
care for
that's
them.
Right. That's right.
And, you know, I know accidents happen, but when your dog has repeatedly run away.
Well, of course.
You know,
yeah.
then
well, dogs don't
something's,
know.
Something's
yeah.
not right.
Dogs don't know that cars can kill them.
Right.
They don't
you
know.
Dogs don't know if they run in front of a car, it's going to kill them. And unfortunately, at nighttime on the parkway, we know deers get hit, coyotes get hit, dogs get hit.
Right.
And this dog, unfortunately,
it's
got
just,
hit. And I just
pray
that it died immediately because
well,
it was horrible.
And, you know, people, you know, you have some very ignorant wackadoodles out there. I'm sorry, I'm going to call them that. That should not have a pet. Not
right.
everybody deserves a pet, and there should be a test that you could take before time.
Well,
but
should be.
There
yeah.
should be some kind of any renewal. And I'm right. sorry, but these are lives. These are devoted lives. Mm. And how many times you see them on there? Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's horror stories.
Yeah.
Throwing dogs and cats out of windows.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, there's been just a recent one in
tell me, Craig.
Down in South Jersey where they found the one dog that was literally frozen to the sidewalk.
Oh, my God.
You know, and that was one of the reasons why I wanted to come here today because...
Yes, tell us.
Senator Holzapfel on Thursday, the 14th coming up, is going to be re-representing a bill that's going to prevent people from chaining and tethering their dogs outside. So I just ask everybody that on Thursday, if you can come to either my Facebook page, Justice for Mocha, or the Lost Dog Search and Rescue page, we will have that bill number out,
mm-hmm.
and we really need you to contact your senators and your legislators so that we can get this bill passed.
Do you have the bill number?
I don't have it yet. It's going to be coming out on Thursday, January 14th.
Okay, so January, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this to Congressman Labiondo.
Awesome.
Frank Labiondo is an absolute wonderful. I can't talk about Frank and Tina enough. They are just
awesome.
He is wonderful. He had a bill passed that these that our war dogs must now be transferred back to the United States if they are retired on any foreign soil, which is a black mark. And you know, shame on you, government, our United States government. You need to get our dogs. These are our
absolutely.
Soldiers who put their life on the line, and it's disgusting that you've allowed this for so many years. Anyway,
yeah.
Ron Aiello is very instrumental. But Congressman Labiondo, if we can get him on board,
that'd be awesome. Because Senator Holzapfel right now is the one sponsoring the bill,
mm-hmm.
James.
It's a federal. Now, this is federal
10?
Or this is...
Federal.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be statewide, but
state.
It's going to go federal. But
so let's get Jeff Vandrew also, Senator Vandrew,
yeah,
who's South Jersey.
As many people as we can get.
Okay.
It's supported out of District 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Thursday, January 14th is when the new bill number will be coming out.
Okay.
There's an old bill number, but it doesn't represent this.
Right.
And the more people we get to support this, that's the less dogs that will live on a chain or a tether outside in the rest of their life.
What is the name? Do you have the name of the bill? Is it Mocha's?
No. It's going to be called the Anti-Tethering and Chaining Bill.
Okay, so let everybody, Anti-Tethering and Chaining Bill. So you can go to the website on Thursday and then,
Thursday, or you can even go to the legislative page. I think it's newjersey.leg.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there and find the bill.
Mm-hmm.
But we need people to contact your senators, your legislators. We need to get this bill passed.
Contact Congressman Labiondo, Frank Labiondo in Mays Landing. He is our man, and he's an animal advocate lover and has done so much for us. Frank,
right.
kudos to you. You are wonderful.
Yeah. Like I said, you can go to Justice for Mocha, my personal Facebook page and the Lost Dog Search and Rescue page, and I will have that number up there on the Friday after this Thursday.
Awesome. So you come across Craig because you are animal control and you prosecute. You bring these, I don't want to say people because they're not, as far as I'm concerned, I can't even call them humans. You bring these things to justice,
right,
hopefully. Now, is it tough to get justice for them? I mean, is it tough to get justice for the animals because of their abuse from these
people? Well, the problem is that the prosecutors and the judges and all the attorneys, they look at this as a victimless crime. So what happens is they take all these plea bargains.
Right.
And, you know, the most someone in New Jersey can get for animal abuse at this moment is 6 months. So what they do is they don't prosecute the 6 months, and they give them probation. And the majority of these animal abusers don't ever see a day behind bars.
Hey, what do you think if we do a kangaroo court? I lost my dog, kangaroo court, and we'll put you guys. We'll be the head.
We'll convict everybody. Yeah.
Oh, I'll be the judge.
Don't even talk about conviction. Yeah. I'm going to go a lot further than that.
I'll be the
that.
Judge and jury.
You know, I want to go back to say not every dog that has gotten lost is neglect of the owner.
We
accidents
know
do happen.
We know that.
But some people, you know, and that's another thing. The law sees a dog as a possession.
Yes,
property,
that's it.
Right? Yes.
Just a possession.
Yes,
but for those people that chain a dog out or tether a dog outside, number one, why do you even have that dog?
Exactly.
Right. Why do you have that dog? Because dogs are pack animals. They don't want to be by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Yeah. And I just think if you're really an animal lover, people that would tether or tie their dogs outside are not real animal lovers,
because
in my opinion.
It's an ignorant mentality.
Well, the majority
of
people who tie their dogs outside that I have found are and I hate to say it this way. They're either drug dealers,
mm-hmm,
they're doing something illegal in their home.
That's right.
And they need some type of alarm system when someone gets close to their house that's going to bark. That's the majority of people that leave their dogs outside
on
chains.
Some are just lazy.
Yeah.
They don't want to walk the dog.
Yeah.
So that's
a status symbol for them. They want to, and especially for
our
pits.
Our pit bulls that are out there. And you know what? There should be a law against it, and every pit bull needs to be neutered and spayed immediately.
Sure.
Every dog. But pit bulls on top of it, so they cannot be used for this horrific breeding process that they do.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
And I'll tell you what's unfair, too, just the situation is, you know, recently we became aware of a story where a woman had called us. Her husband had passed away, and they had gotten a pit bull. The husband wanted a pit bull because they had recently lost a pit bull that they had, and the wife wasn't all for it because she was still mourning. The husband came home. The dog was only 5 weeks old, number one, which is way too young to take a dog away.
10 weeks,
okay?
I believe. They say 8, but 10.
It wasn't socialized. It didn't know how to be a dog because it learns from its litter mate.
Sure, and mommy.
They take the dog. The dog is not socialized, was never neutered. The dog is 6.5 years old now. The husband passed away, and the wife is
67 years old.
And she can't handle the dog.
No.
The dog, we went to see the dog. The dog is, number one, he's got an anxiety level from lack of being
socialized.
Neutered.
And socialized,
and exercised.
Mm-hmm.
So that he would have bit us if he let him out of the crate.
And it's not his
fault. So now she wants to rehome him. But before that, he's got to be neutered. He's got to be rehabilitated by a behaviorist.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, that dog was to be put in a shelter now, he would be put down.
Yeah.
And you know, that's not true that you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Oh, yes.
You certainly
can. You
can
teach them.
You certainly can.
Absolutely.
So that saying is
never
a fallacy.
Too late.
It's never too late.
You know what it is? People are lazy. They don't want to take the time because it's time and effort and repetition.
Well, sure.
It takes a lot of time, especially for a pit because they're stubborn dogs.
Right. Rules, boundaries, and limitations.
Yeah.
If you can raise a dog with rules, boundaries, and limitations, you'll have the greatest dog in the world. And a lot of people don't want to do that.
And dogs are pack animals, like I said. They want a leader. And if you don't lead your dog, then he will try to take the leadership over. And that's when you have problems.
And they tell. And in training, especially because you train also, correct,
sure,
right? You need to be the alpha with your dog. And if you can't be an alpha with the breed that you're adopting, Shepherd, Dobie, Rottweiler, those are strong-willed dogs.
Right.
And pit bulls and that particular breed, Akitas.
Sure.
Certain dogs, you have to be the alpha. Even if I was the alpha. I'm not a big girl. I'm a female. But I was the alpha with my rat most of the time.
And size has nothing to do with it.
The thing is, people talk about bully breeds, you know, and it's not only bully breeds. Like, they'll tell you Chihuahuas, You probably need to be
tenacious.
More, you need to be more headstrong with a Chihuahua than you need to be with a pit bull.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, I've had to pin a 3-pound Chihuahua down because he kept attacking the other dogs.
Oh, isn't that something? Yeah, but that's their nature, and that's the species. Yeah. That's the breed.
I think the bottom line is people who want to bring a dog home, it really needs to be a lifelong decision.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cannot
just
go... It's not like you're in the supermarket and you see like a bag of pistachio nuts there and it's an impulse thing. Dogs are not impulse items. You know, you need to be able to celebrate a 15th birthday with a dog, you know, and that's the upsetting
good
thing
for
about
you,
people.
And you know, another thing I want to express too is if you're going to, you know, owning a dog, all right, you think, oh, you just have to feed them, walk them. You know, you want to understand a dog, how they think. Because then you can communicate better and understand your dog.
Right.
And it's just like if you were to bring a foreign exchange child into your home that didn't speak English, well, I think common sense, you would want to learn the language they speak where you could communicate and understand each other.
Absolutely.
So people that are going to own dogs, I think, really need to study and find out dog behavior.
Research. And there's so much help for people out there, too, and it's free.
Yes.
All they have to do is
reach
out
for it. And it's really simple, and once you learn it, it's like a light bulb that goes off. It's such common sense.
It does. I listen to people, and they say, oh, my dog understands what I'm saying, and they think the dog understands. It's not what you say. It's the tone, and it's the way you say it.
Sure, right.
It has nothing to do with the words. They don't understand that. But the thing is, now, having the three of you here, which is awesome, what advice can we give people to help them deal with behavioral issues and that their pet doesn't run away? We know spaying and neutering.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like Debbie, I'd like Craig and Matt to give us one of your tips, a bullet point.
Well, one thing I'd like to say about a little bit tip about it's important to be the pack leader. So when you go to walk your dog or go out of the house, the first one that steps foot out the door is the pack leader.
Mm-hmm.
So you make your dog sit and stay. And if it takes you 10 minutes until the dog sits.
Great advice.
You know, if he gets up, put him back down. If he gets up, put him back down. No matter how long it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And you be the first one out. You be the one walking ahead. The dog should be at your side.
Oh, even at your side.
Yeah,
healing.
At your
healing.
Side.
That's what healing
exactly.
means, ladies
now,
and gentlemen.
If you say, oh, well, he has to go to the bathroom. Well, one, my dogs will stop and pee or poop, whatever they got to do, with them walking by my side. But if you want to take a break, then you stop, let the leash go a little bit, and say, okay, take a break. Let them go.
Right. Awesome.
But then put them right back at your side. And coming back in the home, you're the first one in the gate, in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you'll see just in things like that
that
your dog will listen to you better because he sees you as the leader.
There's subtle things you can do at the home,
too. Okay, go ahead, Craig. You take the second one.
There's subtle things at the home that you can do is, you know, make sure that you and your family eat dinner before you feed your own dogs. You know, if you're putting your dog food down before you yourself are eating your own food, the dog understands that.
Oh, man, I was
they're
guilty of that.
First.
Yeah.
Well, the pack
because they'd be begging. Yeah, I know, but I'd want to make sure he was done and my dogs
so
were
it's
done.
It's very important that you guys eat your food first. Or even if you have three or four dogs,
you've
got to make sure that you're feeding the most dominant dog before you feed the other three dogs.
Oh, really?
Also, when you give your dog a treat, make them work for it.
Exactly.
Make them sit.
Absolutely.
Make them do some type of command.
Yes.
Also, that makes you more... the pack leader.
Absolutely.
What you can do also is...
Go ahead. Your turn, Matt. You're number three.
Treat your dog like a dog. It's a dog.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not a bad thing.
And that's not a bad thing. Yeah.
A lot of people humanize their dogs and
it confuses them. You're right.
And that's where the behavioral problems come in.
Well, for example, if your dog's afraid of something, like a lot of dogs are afraid of lightning, thunder and lightning, the worst thing you could do... Now, your dog might be shivering, scared, tail tucked. The worst thing you can do... is nurture that fear by saying, oh, honey, it's okay, it's okay. Because it's not like a human child.
Right.
When you do something like that, you're nurturing that behavior.
You're giving, you're rewarding bad behavior.
Right. Yes. Looks
exactly.
Like we have a caller.
We do have a caller. Right. We have Selena. Hi, Selena. How are you, dear? Happy New Year. Oh, she didn't talk? She left. All right. Oh, okay. Well, hi, Selena. Anyway, we thought you had a question. We're over here gabbing. All right. Well, happy holidays to you, hon, and your babies. So go ahead. We're nurturing bad behavior.
You're
we don't want to do that.
You need to let the dog deal with it.
All right. Exactly.
If it feels you know, if it makes the dog feel better, put his bed in the bathroom and just shut the bathroom door. Let the dog be in that enclosed. Okay. It might feel safer, yeah. but let him deal with it.
And we've said this so many times, Matt, to so many people. It's like a human being afraid of a roller coaster, and Debbie knows this. She used to be afraid. The only way to conquer that fear is to get on that roller coaster over and over and over.
And you also have to train your children. I mean, I hate to put it this way,
but that's little
children, younger children need to understand the importance of how you train and discipline a dog, you know? Because there's a lot of, I see a lot of people with young children who, you know, they just let the little children pull the dog's ears and they pull the dog's mouth and
well,
they're
see,
pulling
that's
the dog's neck. Right.
To me.
Right. But the problem is there's a lot of parents that don't.
They don't correct that behavior.
You need to reprimand the child.
And
they
before
have to,
you know, a dog bites a little child, and the child's the dog's going to a shelter because the dog didn't do anything wrong.
Absolutely.
You know, for one
example, the
3-pound Chihuahua that we had that I had to pin. Well, we got him. He was terrorized by kids, and he was a biter. He bit me when I first met him.
He didn't know.
And well, he didn't trust.
Right.
He had anxiety you wouldn't believe. But we have grandchildren that come to our home. And I taught my grandkids to respect him, let him come to them.
Good.
Don't force themselves.
That's right.
And, you know, that dog now loves my grandchildren, loves children. He would never let someone pet him. He would bite him. Now he will go up to people and want to greet them and be petted. He's come a long way, and he's a sweetheart.
And you know, one point real quickly, everybody, if a dog doesn't come to you, don't try to coerce the dog over. It's like a child. If he wants to come, he'll come. If not, leave him be.
Absolutely.
A lot of people think that because a dog comes over, they want to be petted. That's not the case. The dog wants to smell you and see where you've been and who you are. That's how dogs know. And people force themselves on them, like you said, and that creates a problem.
It does. And no hands over the top, open palm underneath. Let them sniff you first.
Yeah, no, I think having a dog is such a responsibility. It's not, you know, I see people who put dogs in crates for 9-10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, and like, listen, if you're getting a dog for that reason, just don't get a dog.
Right.
You know, maybe somewhere down the road, your lifestyle is going to change, and it's going to get better, and you'll be able to do that. But if you're leaving your dog home 12 hours and in a crate to do its business in a crate, just don't get a dog. There's no reason to have a dog unless you can treat that dog fairly. You know, and I hate the word humanly, but, you know, like I treat my dogs like humans, but they also understand where they stand within the pack
they
in my house.
They need parameters.
Absolutely.
Of course, you're a pack leader.
Well, you treat them as family members.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, and that leads to your organization, I lost my dog to an animal, a dog running away because they're not happy in their environment. They're not spayed. They're not neutered. They're undisciplined.
Sure.
And they're just going to take a chance
they're
and take
do
everything.
They're going to do what they want to do.
And you're going to end up with a dog on the parkway.
And some dogs are social animals. They don't get the social atmosphere in their home, so they want to break loose. They want to meet the neighbor next door.
That's
they want to meet the dogs down
that's
the street. And they're going to do whatever they have to get free. And that's when we find dead dogs on the parkway.
And our beloved animals are breathing, living creatures with hearts and organs and souls. Whether people say they don't have soul, they do have a soul.
Oh, absolutely.
And they are much finer creatures than many human beings. And it's our responsibility to think for them and to take care of them. Right,
absolutely.
Deb? Quickly. We don't have a lot of time left. Quick last tip, Deb.
Last tip, I just say, and I've said this before, we as humans, we wanted to domesticate these animals for our purpose, and now we did it, and it's our responsibility. We've made them dependent on us to take care of them and be responsible pet owners.
Awesome. And if anybody wants to contact Matt, Deb, or Craig, you can go to www.ilostmypet.com. Or
lostmydog.org.
I'm sorry. And once again, www.ilostmydog.org. And I want you guys on next month if you can come on and spend some time. And I'd like to thank all of you. Most importantly, don't give up your search if you lost your dog. Animals that have been lost for months have been reunited with their pet parents, correct?
Never give up.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, guys. Matt, Craig, thank you for devoting your life and your time. You guys are great. I'd like to thank my great guests, Deb and Matt Geisinger and Craig Salter. Borelli. I lost my dog for your dedication throughout the years of our beloved animals. Remember to spay and neuter your pets, everybody, right?
That's right.
All
yes.
together now. Spay and neuter your pets.
And be nice to one another.
That's right. And if you see Tyler, give Vicki a call, 457-2150. Kudos to my producer, Jake Glassy Jr., News Talk 1400, W1D producer, Brianna, thank you. Dave Kosky heads everything up. Thank you, Dave, for giving A Pause for Your Pet the opportunity to share the airwaves on News Talk 1400 WND. My great sponsors who make it possible. Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel, Danielle, Jersey Shore Pharmacy, I should say, Curexa. That is Mark Taylor, Sunshine and Rainbows to you. And Sunshine Cleaners, Ron and Chin, Christine's Italian Pastry, Suzanne. Thank you, and Sean and Marilyn. Thank you for tuning in and being a wonderful audience. We will be back next week. Our beloved animals are reliable, many full of love, true in their affection and devotion, grateful and loyal. Difficult standards for people to live up to. May your life be blessed with sunshine and rainbows, saying every day, remember to always be the person that your pet thinks you are. God bless you, my beloved Rhett. Rest in the hands of the Lord until we meet again over the Rainbow Bridge and all of our other babies that have passed on. Mommy's coming home, Rhett. May your life be blessed once again with happiness and health. And a happy new year to all of you. Stay healthy. We will be back next week. And thank you, Deb, Matt, and Craig for being with us today. God bless all of you. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Live and local radio, you can...